Nolte, woke Disney forced to cancel last scheduled Star Wars movie. By John Nolte on September 16, 2022. The child groomers at Disney have been forced to cancel the only Star Wars movie scheduled for release. Because the entertainment media is staffed with corrupt liars and favor seekers, this bombshell news about Disney's bombshell failure was treated as no big deal. Variety yawned. Disney has removed Rogue Squadron, the Star Wars film from director Patty Jenkins, from its release calendar. The move comes as little surprise since the tentpole, which was scheduled for December 22, 2023, was taken off the studio's production schedule in 2021. The announcement is more or less pro forma, as the window for Rogue Squadron to start filming in time to complete the movie by next December has very nearly closed. The next big screen story in the space opera saga had already been delayed in November 2021, reportedly due to scheduling conflicts with Jenkins. Emphasis added. No surprise. Pro forma. The headline also downplays Disney's humiliation by mixing it in with other schedule notices. Disney removes Star Wars spin-off Rogue Squadron from release calendar. Sets dates for Snow White, Inside Out 2 and Lion King sequel. Disney has no Star Wars movies scheduled. The propagandists at Variety are so in the tank for Disney's groomers that they even want us to believe this. Disney and Lucasfilm are busy developing separate Star Wars features. One with Waititi, another with The Last Jedi filmmaker Rian Johnson and a third with Marvel chief Kevin Feige. But there's been little to no information available about any of those endeavors. So it's unclear which of those will be the first to hit theaters. Oh, yeah, Feige has all kinds of time on his hands now that the Marvel Cinematic Universe is faltering due to woke tartary. And Rian Johnson, who is nearly as guilty as Lucasfilm destroyer Kathleen Kennedy of killing the franchise, is the perfect guy to save the day. Does anyone honestly believe there is any active development going on there? We've now gone 3 years without a Star Wars movie. The last one was 2019's dreadful Rise of Skywalker, which no one liked, and one of the primary reasons it was dreadful was due to Rise trying to undo all the damage caused by Ryan's The Last Jedi, 2017. The Rise of Skywalker made just $1.07 billion worldwide, which was well below expectations, and half of what 2015's The Force Awakens grossed. Half. Then these idiots made Lando Calrissian the pansexual in Solo, a Star Wars story, and the impossible happened, a Star Wars movie flopped. That sucker cost around $300 million to produce and bottomed out at $393 million worldwide. You're talking about a loss in the $200 million range. And so, it is now official. Star Wars, once one of the most popular cinematic experiences of all time, has been woke raped into a Disney TV show. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.